and welcome to the Trev and Ben podcast. Hello, Ben.
Hello.
You all right?
I'm not too bad. How are you?
I'm all right. Can I just ask you a question?
Yeah.
Is my face all right?
Normal.
Normal. That's all right. I'll take that. I had the worst shave of my life this morning.
Really?
Well, how many times are you supposed to use one of those disposable razors?
Ooh.
Are they meant to be a once-only thing?
It depends where you're shaving.
What?
I'm assuming it's just your face.
Yes.
I would get at least three uses out of one.
Three, yeah. I think I was on the fourth this morning and it was like using sandpaper.
It can be.
Oh, man, alive. So I've got quite a tender face.
Ooh.
It feels like I've spent the morning sanding it down. But is it flush? It's nice and flush, isn't it?
You look fine to me.
Good. Excellent. Well, that's good. And you all right? Everything good with you?
No, I've had a bad night.
A bad night?
I embarrassed myself yesterday quite badly.
Oh, good. Now, what did you do?
I got home and I've been working. I've been up very early in the morning. It had been a long day.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know what? I'm not the biggest football fan in the world. I don't follow it religiously. But I thought, you know what? I can see something's recording on Sky Sports Premier League. I'll stick it on and have a look. And then I got a text from a mate saying, you watching the game? And I went on from there to absolutely embarrass myself.
So hang on, what games were on yesterday on Sky? So at lunchtime, it was Bournemouth, Manchester United.
Mm-hmm.
And Bournemouth won that 1-0. And I think later in the day was, what was it? Somebody playing Chelsea, wasn't it?
Mm. Watford.
Watford, Chelsea.
So I get a text, and it's my mate who often texts me while the football's on, saying, you're watching the game.
Mm-hmm.
And as it so happens, I am. I'm on delay. I've seen something recording on the Sky Sports Premier League channel. I've series linked it, so I always get this notification. So I said, yeah, I'm watching the game, but I'm on delay. And he says, all right, I won't say anything.
Okay, well, it sounds very normal so far.
Yeah. So he's obviously saying he won't say anything. So I'm thinking, oh, there is action then coming up. If he doesn't spoil anything, there's something coming. So then Man City go 1-0 up. So I text him, Man City 1 up, about 2 minutes later. Oh, they've scored again. 2 up, I send him.
Well, hang on. Man City weren't even on the telly yesterday, were they?
He sends me a message back. 1 up, ? 2 up, ? I said, yeah, Man City. I'm watching the Man City game, the 2-0 up, just before half-time.
Well, they were 1-0 down, I think, at half-time anyway.
He said, what game are you watching? I said, I'm watching the Man City game. He said, that wasn't televised today.
No.
I said, I think you'll find it was.
Oh, look at you getting on your high horse. Oh, yeah, I think you'll find it was.
I'm watching it, mate. It is on. It's on Sky Sports Premier League.
And who were Manchester City playing in this particular game that you're watching?
He said, what game? I said, Man City Palace. He said, not only was that not televised today, it wasn't on today.
No.
So what I'd done was I'd flicked on to my series link of the football to see what was currently recording, but I'd accidentally sat through most of the first half of Palace Man City from the 19th of October.
What a knob. Ridiculous.
And I was getting quite uppity with him that I was watching it and it is on and it must be something he's doing wrong. So I mean, look,
I know you're a mate, but what a moron.
Thank you.
I mean, didn't you even think to check? Does it not tell you what date it's been recorded?
No, I just hit, I told you it was a long day. I was tired. I just hit the recording. I didn't happen to notice that it was a lot of Premier League recordings and I was watching a 2-week-old game.
I've known you quite a long time. And it's the one thing I think that you've been very honest with me about over the years is that your powers of observation aren't particularly strong.
No.
You know, when we were doing the radio show and you were driving us, and there were so many times when I'd say to you, oh, have you noticed, I don't know, something? And you go, oh, no. You don't really notice those sort of things.
No, and often, I don't know why, out of some sort of strange habit, I would always stop at the same set of traffic lights, even if they were green.
You would. It was weird. That's such a, it's a green light, Ben. It's a green light. So did you enjoy the Man City Palace game?
Well, after that embarrassment, I then switched over to the Watford Palace. The Watford Chelsea game.
God, I tell you what, Adrian Charles has got nothing to worry about, has he?
And that was pretty dull. Chelsea were dominating. I think Watford might have got a goal back later on. But I said to him, listen, I'm not really feeling this game. I'm going to abandon ship on this one. and he just told me to go back to Palace City. It's a good game.
Yeah, it was about 3 weeks ago. Terrific game. Right, coming up today, we're going to be talking conspiracies.
Ooh.
Also, it's been a big week in the UK for a couple of reasons.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that. Also, you know, we've been talking about age on and off on the podcast.
That's right, yeah.
I was with my 12-year-old godson on Friday, and something extraordinary happened that just summed up the age difference.
Oh.
So I'll tell you all about that in just a little while as well. So Christmas is coming, Ben. It's not too far off.
Oh, don't say that.
Something to look forward to, isn't it? December, all the lead up to it. And of course, also in December, something very festive happening. 'Tis the season for an election. La 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 la. Isn't that exciting? Another general election.
I'm not sure I can take it. I'm really not.
I mean, when we knew it was coming. We knew it was coming. And we probably need it. I don't know whether we do or not. But I'm not going to talk about the politics of it all, because they're all ridiculous. Every single one of them is ridiculous. I think this time round, it's going to be even nastier than it has ever been before.
I think that's where it's heading.
And also, I mean, look, I know MPs aren't the greatest. We, you know, there's not many I have much time for. But the fact that so many of them are stepping down because of the vile abuse they get online and stuff, and I suppose there's an argument to say they're in the public eye, but death threats and all that, come on, people. Come on.
It's ridiculous.
Let's just stop this. Let's just poke fun at them. Let's just make sure we belittle them as much as we can without being nasty. I mean, look at them all. Boris Johnson is just such a toff. There's so much humour there. Jeremy Corbyn takes pictures of manhole covers. I mean, let's use that as something to get at him about.
Well, in what way would you suggest we have fun with them?
I don't know. Like, if Corbyn's in your area campaigning, give him a manhole cover.
Yeah, okay. Well, there was something I noticed happened recently very close to me. There was near me is a place called Edenbridge, and they had a big bonfire night, or having one very soon.
Oh, yes, I saw this.
And do you know who they've chosen to burn as their effigy this year?
Well, tell me.
John Bercow. Now, I love John Bercow. Rightly or wrongly, I love him. And I thought this was disgusting. I always want to move out of the area.
Really?
To show my disdain for this decision.
Really?
Of all the great people it's to burn.
You know, there's a thing called fun, Ben.
No.
It's a thing called fun. They're not burning John Bercow. They're burning an effigy of it. I think that's fun. I think that's allowed.
I'm not sure. When they burn effigies of people I don't like, that's fine. But not Bercow.
Oh,
not Bercow.
Talking of Bercow,
yeah.
Of course, he's. If people don't know, if you're listening in another country, John Bercow has been the Speaker in the House of Commons. So he tries to keep order in the House of Commons.
He does,
and he has done for the last 10 years. Now, some people like him, some people dislike him. Whatever you think, he's been good value.
Oh, he's a great entertainment,
and one of my favourite tributes to him as he stepped down this week wasn't one of the sycophantic people in the House of Commons who were just sucking up to him. It was online. Do you know the song Danger High Voltage by
Electric Six?
Electric Six.
Yes, I do.
Do you know that? Well, joe.co.uk, which is one of my favourite channels on YouTube, there's loads of really good stuff on there. They created a version of High Voltage with John Bercow.
I haven't heard this.
You also need to try and... we'll post a link to this as well, because the video is well worth watching as well. But this is something very, very special.
Fire in the chamber. Fire in the ether. Where's Sister Bell? Fire in the chamber. Fire in this Brexit hell. Dead rant from a sedentary position.
Had the manners to listen.
Whatever the what, where,
and all with us.
Give a flight.
Flamingo, what your view is.
The speaker's on his feet.
The honourable gentleman resumes his seat.
Remember who has irked.
He is entitled to be heard.
Order, order.
Had voltage.
Get out, man. You will not be missed.
Order of death.
Had voltage.
Be a good boy, young man. Be a good boy.
Stop it.
I mean, that's incredible. I mean, that's like my early Christmas present. I'm going to have that as a ringtone.
There you go. You've got to have that as a ringtone. It was one of my favourite. I've watched that so many times this week. The video, joe.co.uk, follow that on YouTube because the video is fantastic. That little bit towards the end with a sort of little sax solo. I think they've got a sort of CGI'd version of Boris Johnson playing the sax wearing fishnet stockings.
Brilliant.
So it's well worth looking at. Right, time to meet this week's guest, Ben.
I've been looking forward to this one.
Now, we're going to be talking conspiracies. Now, if you've heard any of our previous radio shows or podcasts, you would have heard me mention quite regularly a friend of mine who we've always called Mr. Conspiracy.
And we were never able to get him on the radio, were we?
No, we didn't. We did. Just in case we got into areas that we might have got into trouble for. But he's joining us now. We're going to call him Roy.
Okay.
It's not his real name.
Right.
Doesn't want his real name mentioned.
Roy it is.
Roy. Hello, Roy.
Is this line secure?
As far as we know.
So
is this line secure?
This is all getting a bit sinister already, isn't it?
It is.
I mean, we're on FaceTime. I don't know how secure FaceTime is. I'm assuming that it's pretty secure. And frankly, no one's going to be that bothered about anything that you're about to say.
How many people are listening to this, please?
At the moment, none, because we're recording it. But
millions are listening to this, Trevor.
Really?
Millions.
Right. So let's start with something I know that you are feeling very passionate about, and it's the role of social media in our lives and how there is an element of control that is being exerted over us by the powers that be of these huge organisations.
Total control.
Total control.
They've taken over. First, it was the lizards.
We're going to get onto that later.
We're off to an amazing start.
We're going to talk about lizards later. But let's just stick. Already, we're into the issue with conspiracy theorists, is they never actually explain anything. They just say, well, they're taking total control. So let's stick with this. Who and why are they taking total control?
Facebook.
Facebook are taking control of what?
Everything. At this very moment, in the sands of some Middle Eastern state, they are building three huge mainframe computers that will be able to record everything. Everything. Everything.
What do you mean record?
Everything.
No, we understand everything, but it's what they're recording that we have an issue with.
The way you look, what you smell like, what you taste.
Okay. How are they going to record what I'm smelling like?
They're now trying to get the population to buy this new product called the Portal, which is an apt name because it's the portal between good and evil.
Trev, have you ever heard of the Portal?
I haven't heard of the Portal.
I haven't heard of Facebook's Portal either. They're not doing a very good job, are they?
What is the Portal?
The Portal is like an iPad.
Okay.
But the commercial asks people or invites people to carry this thing around with them in their homes, when they go on holiday, so they stay in touch continually. But what they are actually doing is they're secretly filming everything that's in your house and in your friend's house. So that they're seeing if you've left a tax statement out or a book or which football team you support or the drinks that you drink. They'll know everything about you.
But does that matter?
Yes, of course it matters, because we've got to stay safe.
And just to question the logistics of this, who is responsible for monitoring every single human being on Earth?
The computers. You see, Facebook can employ the most incredible brains. They're actually looking all the time at conceptual ways of getting into our lives. And whilst they can sometimes sound convincing, i.e. that they want to start a blood service in the third world because there's not enough blood being given to the local people. But what it means ultimately is that they will own the blood. They will have control of huge databases. They will be able to hold the world to ransom.
Could there not just be an argument that they're trying to do some good?
Well, you could argue that, but then you sound like a liberal.
So hang on, so what are they going to do with this information? What damage can they do with this information about blood?
They'll just be able to cut you off.
Cut me off from my blood.
The blood will become. It's a bit like now water. Water. They're already talking about water tax. So it takes a tomato something like 22 liters of water to grow the tomato.
Right.
And you can see it coming. So you're going to be paying a water tax, and then you'll have a blood tax. So if you can't get blood. You're going to have to pay for it.
So what else are you worried about with social media? So they're going to take our blood and send it back to us. What else concerns you about the use of social media and its control over us?
I think it's because we're sleepwalking into the matrix. We're becoming intertwined with AI and a future world where we will become subservient to the matrix.
The Matrix being what?
The Matrix being the control man. The man. The control man. We're already being controlled, right? So first we had the lizards. Then we had the Illuminati. Lizards. And now we have the Matrix. And we are helping to build it. So every time you buy a portal, you're allowing them into your home, into your life, into your very existence.
And what's the worry about that, though? I mean, if you've got nothing to hide, what's the issue?
Everyone has something to hide.
So you're almost suggesting that social media will find out everybody on Earth's deepest and darkest secrets and then blackmail humanity.
Exploit them, yes.
We know for sure that things like, the Alexas and all those sort of things.
Invasive.
They're already listening in. And I think that we can all agree that that's factual, that they've admitted it, haven't they?
Yeah.
So I suppose
we were out for dinner last night with someone who has that technology, and they've got a young baby.
Yeah.
And what I believe is that while the baby is sleeping, there are messages being sent through this technology into the child's brain, which is grooming them ready for the next product. So that by the time they get to a cognitive age, they'll be totally brainwashed.
Now, one thing people listening to this will be thinking to themselves is, do you honestly believe this is happening?
Yes.
Well, I can't argue with that.
How are they sending messages to a baby?
It's lizard technology.
Right, well, you've mentioned lizards quite a few times, so we need to get to the bottom of this. So... lizards is there's a theory that I think is certainly backed up or supported by a famous conspiracy theorist, David Icke, who I mean, you and I have had this conversation before about this, so and I know that we differ greatly on this idea, but just tell us the idea of the lizard theory. When you keep going on about the lizards, what are you talking about?
Well, I'm not a great follower of David Icke, I must admit, although every time I see him, he makes more and more sense to me.
And every time I see him, he makes less and less sense to me. But let's be fair, he's made a living out of it.
I believe the lizards came from an alien planet.
Okay.
And mated with the humans. And I actually believe that I am a descendant of a reptile, which is why I understand what's going on.
Who are the lizards then? So if you think you are part lizard... Because this is part of the theory is that actually the lizard race are the people sort of running it, like the monarchy and the prime minister and all that sort of thing. So are you saying that you are part of an elite, for want of a better word?
We're planning to take over the planet.
So if you're part of the lizard people, why should you be concerned if lizards are taking over the world? Surely this should be great news for you.
No, because what happened on our planet, and we can't remember it, but it wasn't good. It wasn't good. And I don't want that to happen to my human side.
So what you're saying is that the lizards who hold the power and are power hungry are the bad side of the lizard ancestry that you believe came to this planet.
That was a very complex way of saying it, but yes.
Imagine that, somebody not making sense in this conversation.
Yeah, and it being you.
So again, I need to ask the question: do you genuinely believe this? And do you genuinely believe? Because people,
think this is a wind-up.
I've read enough stuff that about around this that says people have seen members of the royal family shapeshift. I mean, do you genuinely believe that?
No, I think that'd be ridiculous.
So they're not, they don't shapeshift, they're just inwardly a lizard.
Yeah, yeah.
And does that form part of the Illuminati, which is another theory that there's sort of a small percentage of people or families who run everything?
Yes, and I think the strange thing is that the Illuminati, from what I know of the Illuminati, are humans, but they probably don't realise that they're being controlled by the lizards.
Wow, okay. I doubt you can give a factual answer to this, but when do you think aliens came? Because, I mean, there are, again, theories that the ancient Egyptians had some sort of, perhaps, alien DNA about them.
Yeah, oh, certainly well before that.
Well before the ancient Egyptians.
Yeah, I think when primitive man first was strutting the world, that's when the aliens came.
But I mean, if you look at the ancient Egyptians and I think possibly the Incas and the Aztecs and all that kind of thing, they did have a very sort of strong relationship with the stars and space and that sort of thing. But then it kind of was lost. So was it just a watering down of the alien DNA that created us to sort of come away from all of those thoughts and ideas?
I think it was the initial aliens were sent here to mate with the population. They did so, and so the offspring came out. And of course, as you dilute as you go down through the generations, you tend to forget where you came from. It's a bit like those programs now, isn't it? That say, "Who am I?" or "Who are you?"
Who do you think you are?
Yeah, that's the one.
So what about those programs?
Well, you know, it's amazing that two generations ago you may well have been black.
I don't know what to say to that.
Did that shock you? It sounded as though that shocked you.
Well, I'd certainly not two generations, because I've just been doing some of my family tree and I'm back to 1865. And mind you, having said that, I've found no evidence of what race they were. So okay, well, let's...
Did you have a meltdown?
I did, see, yeah.
What's happening in your brain is that I think you're being infiltrated.
Okay, by whom?
By the lizards.
Now, you talk about these lizards. Now, surely, of all the autopsies ever done, ever, you'd have thought that if there was anyone with part lizard DNA...
Good point.
...that would have shown up as different to your average Joe Bloggs human being autopsy. So why has that never been found?
I don't think they're actually looking. And I think the ones that do look disappear.
Well, this just sounds like guesswork. There's no real evidence behind this, is there?
It's very difficult because I know this line isn't secure, and everything that we're saying talking about today quite seriously is being recorded and will be analysed.
Well, yeah, we're recording it. It's a podcast. Yeah.
Can I ask both of you, would you buy a portal?
I've never seen Facebook advertising. When you say portal, is that code for an iPhone and an iPad? Or is it the portal from Facebook?
Well, you obviously don't watch the TV.
Trev, is there a new thing out for
Facebook? I don't know. I'm going to look it up. While we're talking, I'm going to look it up and see what this is.
Because I don't watch much TV anymore. I barely know what's going on at the best of times, but I have not seen a Facebook portal advertised.
Right, while I'm looking up about a portal, I just want to ask you, so we'll move on from lizards in a moment, but I just want one last question about that. So in the UK, we've got a general election coming up.
Yeah.
Now, are all politicians, certainly leaders of parties, who are vying for a position of power and authority in this country, are they all part of the bad side of the lizard race that you talk of, or are only certain members?
There is a major Russian lizard who's now infiltrated all of our voting technology. So actually, will that vote be happening, or will it be created by AI?
I can understand the idea that there may be certain foreign powers interfering via social media, via technology in our elections and things. That's all completely plausible to me, but I just don't quite understand the leap that that makes them lizards.
As you were just saying there, I think you know that our elections are being fixed now.
Not necessarily by lizards.
Well, why not by lizards?
It's a fair point.
Is it a fair point? Right, before we move on from lizards, let's go back to Trev. Did you find anything?
There is a thing called a portal. It's a new piece of technology. It is like a tablet. You can get it in different sizes. You can make video calls with WhatsApp and Messenger. It is a new thing. There is a thing called a portal, which is coming out.
The new portal, you see, you will walk around with the portal, and the portal will be able to, they'll be able to analyse what you're eating for breakfast, what TV programs you're watching, which football team you support, what drinks you drink and how many drinks you drink, everything. They'll know everything about your household. So the Matrix will be able to hone in on you and just drive you inexplicably towards what they want you to. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Well, I can kind of get that, because there is certainly, I've recently watched a documentary all about the Cambridge Analytica
Yes, stuff. Exactly.
And I must admit, that has changed the way I behave using Facebook, because I now no longer, if you're shown an advert on Facebook, I used to just, I don't want to see this anymore, and it asks you why you don't want to see it anymore. And I always put not relevant or seen too much. I don't do that anymore. I don't touch that anymore, because having seen that, I don't want them knowing the way I'm behaving online. So there is, I'll give you some credence there.
Well, that's just saying that you don't want people monitoring your habits and suggesting advertised products to you. But that's just how the world's going. That doesn't mean it's a big conspiracy by aliens and lizards, though, does
it? No, but what I would say is that Cambridge Analytica, they were creating fake news stories and fake stories that influenced the last American election. They were all made up, and they were being driven on Facebook. So I do think there is some element to this story, but I don't go as far as the lizard thing.
I can't believe the portal exists. I can't believe
believe I'm actually on Roy's side here. But
also look at the new watch. That's now monitoring your health. That's telling the Matrix where you are at any one time, what your heart condition is, whether you're healthy or not. And believe it or not, that will also have an eye in it. So when you go into your local coffee shop and buy a pastry, it'll log that. And then you'll be sitting at your computer and saying, have you had a pastry today? It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. People will just, you'll become what you are, and it'll change you.
Do you not have to try and disseminate the difference between just sort of a commercially driven side of these things and a sinister side?
I think, sadly, a lot of these things, as in the Sting song, you know, I never saw a miracle of science that didn't end up with something worse. So I think there will be legitimate people out there creating these things, thinking it's going to make our lives better. But in fact, in the long term, there are sinister forces out there that will use this technology and use this information and use this data to make it worse.
So we're talking conspiracies this week. We've got Mr. Conspiracy, or Roy, as we're calling him. One more thing we want to talk about is weather weapons. I know this is something that you are very sure exists. Tell me more about it. What is a weather weapon?
There are three, as far as I know, three major conglomerates, huge corporations in the world that are dedicated to controlling weather. Now, again, that sounds great. So there's some very rich Middle Eastern gentlemen who've paid for the technology, and there have been tests carried out in the desert. And the good side is, why not use weather, rain, to grow crops in the desert to change the planet for the better? But the military are behind this. So what we're seeing now is that I think what's happened, because I read a report about a test that has happened in the desert, and it had created, they put up balloons which attract the rain drops. But the trouble is, it's an early technology, so they can't control it. So I think what's happened is it created massive storms, like really bad storms. And obviously that then has a knock-on effect to the normal weather, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So what we're seeing now is, I think you've got China and America, probably Russia, certainly probably Iran.
Certainly probably.
So basically, I think what they've done is they've unleashed the genie from the bottle, that basically they've created ridiculous weather storms, and we're seeing it all the time now. They've got fires again in California. And the reason I talk about weather weapons is that the military have got behind it. So if, when the attack on China comes, if we can soak the fields of the armies and create weather that actually disarms them before we attack, it makes it easier to take the country. And of course, the Chinese are doing exactly the same to America, which is why we're seeing these huge fires and storms across America. So it's happening across the world. I mean, but we're seeing it more and more and more. And people are saying it's climate change, but actually it's weather weapons.
So therefore, you're saying that climate change itself is a conspiracy on its own?
I think climate change has become a very convenient tool to hide the fact that they've started this technology, which they can't control, which is actually going to be devastating for the planet and for all of us.
Well, sorry, just to pull you up on that, how can, if they can't control it, how can they possibly use it as a targeted weapon?
Because I think it's early technology, so they're working on it, so they're refining it. So I think we're probably seeing the fact that you're seeing more and more fires in California, and then you see massive floods across China. I think they're refining the technology. They're not quite there yet, but eventually they will, and they'll be able to target anywhere.
Now, the thing is that there is, again, there is some truth within all this, because apparently prior to the Environmental Modification Convention signed in Geneva in 1977, America did use weather warfare in the Vietnam War.
You've been doing your homework.
I know.
Wow.
There was a thing called Operation Popeye, which used cloud seeding over the Ho Chi Minh Trail, which increased rainfall by, they reckon, about 30% during 1967 and 68. It was hoped that the increased rainfall would reduce the rate of infiltration down the trail. So there is something there, but it does say that from 1977, that has now been outlawed and would contravene any sort of part of the Geneva Convention, I suppose.
Yeah, except Trump has now created this fake news. Fake news has become news. And so if you put something out there like that and you say it's happening, now they can say it's not happening. And so we're actually, and this goes right back to the lizards and the controllers of our world, the man, let's call him the man, but whoever's controlling the world is now bringing the whole of the world into this chaos of fake news. So things are going to happen. So more and more, we're breaking the rules of coexistence, i.e. there used to be conventions in war. Now they're not. At one time, a foreign power couldn't go into another country and kill its leaders. Now they do it all the time. and it's now become part of the norm. And in fact, even now the lizard film industry and media industry then make films to say this is why it's okay.
What do you mean the lizard film industry? Sorry, I don't want to go back on lizards too much, but what do you mean by that?
Well, Hollywood, Netflix, they're all controlled by the lizards. And so basically they then make films to say why they should be able to go in and kill so-and-so, or why they should do that. It's what Goebbels did in the Second World War with Hitler. He was the propagandist man. He was the one who started this by saying, and when you listen to electioneering now with Boris Johnson, if he keeps saying this is the case, it's never been so good, it's never been so good, it's going to be so much worse under Corbyn, if they've got this mantra now that if you say things regularly and enough times, like, we've got to get this done, it goes into the psyche. So there's some kind of, again, it's like brain control.
Oh, I absolutely see the validity in what you're saying there, but the difference is I don't believe that that's necessarily because they're lizards. I think that's just because psychologists work out that these things work and it's just being applied by humans on other humans. I don't understand why it has to be a lizard behind it.
No, okay. Well, we can differ on that.
Okay, well, I want to stay on weather weapons for now. So what you're saying is,
yes.
So you mentioned like the fires. So, yeah. I mean, what are you saying? That they target an area and are unable to increase the temperature over that area enough to start fires?
Or rainfall or winds. You know, they're looking at all the options. I mean, I've got an olive man who sells olives on the street.
Okay.
And I had a conversation with him when I said to him, weather weapons, because he'd been back to Greece. And he said, strange you should say that, because my friend who lived in a part of Greece was saying that planes, these planes fly over like the world at the moment, and they're trying to create weather. But they're dropping these particles of chemicals, which are terribly bad for us humans. But nobody knows about them. But actually, when he was there, his friend was telling him that one of these planes actually crashed near his home in his village, and he wasn't allowed to go to the village for 3 days. But the American military arrived and totally cleaned the area. They weren't allowed in for 3 days while they cleaned the area, and then it was okay. So these things are happening all the time, but we're just not told about it.
And what did they drop? What was on the plane? What's the chemical?
These planes go over that drop these particles onto balloons that then create weather. They're testing these things, rainfall, etc., etc. There was a very interesting revelation recently that global warming has started to see parts of Greenland melt. The ice is melting. And what it's shown is that the Americans, during the Cold War, built cities, small little cities, under the ice with ballistic missiles, with the fuel drums, all kinds of stuff. It was like a mini cities that were preparing to attack and to look after people if there was a nuclear war. And when the Cold War ceased, they just went, because they thought this would just stay there, like hidden by the ice. But now that it's melting, all these sites are becoming obvious, and there's been a big discussion between the local authorities about who should clean this up, and the Americans reluctantly have said they would now clean it up. But what I'm trying to say is that's just one demonstration, one example of a secret world that none of us knew about, which has now come to light. And so I think anyone who's cynical about what I'm saying should think carefully.
On that note,
it's been absolutely fascinating. Will you come back again and talk to us about some more conspiracy theories at some point?
Definitely.
But just before you go, a couple of very quick conspiracies to throw at you. I just want a very quick answer. Mm-hmm. We can discuss these in more detail when we talk again.
Yes.
But obviously this year we've celebrated 50 years since Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin first set foot on the moon. Did we land on the moon?
No.
You don't believe we land on the moon?
No.
Right, next time you're on, we're going to talk about that, because I'm not having that.
What about JFK? Was there a lone gunman? Was it Lee Harvey Oswald? What was that?
That was a complete assassination.
By whom?
By the lizards.
Right, okay, that's three we can talk about next time.
John Lennon.
Lizards.
Four, okay.
All right, well, it's been fascinating for now. Roy, thank you.
My pleasure. My pleasure. And stay safe, you two.
Earlier on, Trev, you were telling me that this week you had experienced something which really showed the age gap between you and your godson.
Yeah, so we sort of talk on and off about age and getting older and all that sort of thing. So on Friday, I spent the day with my 12-year-old godson. Mm-hmm. We had a wonderful day out in London. We did loads of fun, cool things. And then I went back to his house, and his mum had been doing a little bit of spring cleaning.
Okay.
And she'd discovered in a cupboard an old, not that old, but from the 90s, sort of CD player, cassette player thing.
Okay.
And she'd also found, that I think was her father-in-law's, case of Learn German cassettes.
Right.
And the weird thing is, and this is where you realise that you're getting old, because my 12-year-old godson and his 10-year-old brother didn't know what a cassette was.
Really?
Didn't know what a cassette was.
Now, I was hoping this would be something that showed you up, but I mean, even if that was, because, you know, we're about a decade apart.
Yeah.
But even that would make me feel old.
I know.
I remember cassettes.
And I sort of was having to explain to him that, I mean, it almost blew his mind when I said, oh, there's two sides, an A and a B. And he said, well, how does that work then? And I said, well, you have to turn the tape over.
Yeah.
And you have to fast forward it. You can't just go straight to the track you want. There's a fast forward and rewind, and you have to sort of get to the point you want.
Wow.
And then I was showing him how to record onto a cassette.
Hold down, play, and record at the same time.
Yeah. So he was recording off of a CD. And I said to him, this is fantastic because we are reducing the audio quality of this CD. This is the way to do it. And then I was telling him about how in my day, this is probably where you and I would differ, because I was telling him that back in my day, that's what video games were on. Video games were on a cassette.
I just about remember, oh no, I don't think I ever put in a cassette to play a video game. I've put in floppy disks, but that's about as old as it gets for me.
Really?
Yeah, cartridges and floppy disks. I don't think I ever played off a cassette, no.
You see, the cassette game for me was so exciting as a kid. You had your Spectrum with its little tape recorder, and you put the tape in, and it takes about 5-6 minutes for a game to load, and you get that noise. Do you know the noise?
I am familiar with the Spectrum noise, yeah.
If you don't know, it sounds like this. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
And you'd have that for about 5 minutes, and the picture would load very slowly as the game was loading. Now, the thing with my old Spectrum was, it was a bit knackered towards the end of its life, and you had to hold the leads in. You had to hold them dead still while the game was loading. And if you just twitched a little bit, you'd have to start all over again.
Don't you need your hands free to play the game?
Well, no, not while, it's just while it was loading.
Okay.
Once it had loaded, that was fine. You could unplug the leads, but it was just the loading process. You had to hold the leads really still, otherwise it wouldn't load.
Yeah, I don't have the patience for that sort of thing.
Well, this is the problem, isn't it? This is the thing. As someone of that generation, we learn patience.
Mm.
Your generation, no patience.
You know what I'd love for you to try, and if you can find one, that is,
yeah,
take round to show your godson and try and see if he can work out how to operate it.
Yeah.
Is one of those old dial phones where you put your finger on the number.
Oh, yeah.
And then go round in a circle to dial that number.
I think he'd work that out.
Do you think so?
I think that's a bit easier to work out, isn't it?
Probably.
Or do you think
is.
He'd press the, just start pressing the buttons?
I think he would.
When I worked at the school as the IT technician, in my last year there, it was the first time noticeably that when the really young children came up from the sort, I think year one, so they're 5, 6, something like that,
mm-hmm.
and they would come up, and on more than one occasion, I had to show them how to use a mouse, a computer mouse,
no.
because they don't use mice. It's all touch screen. They would sit there touching the screen. It's like, Mr. Smith, my computer's not working. So I'd go over and I'd say, oh, and they'd be just touching the screen. I'm like, well, that's not going to work, mate. I mean, these computers are about 15 years old.
Oh, that's ridiculous. What, they don't...
But computer mice are going to be irrelevant very soon. The new generation don't use those.
No, I don't believe it.
No, honestly,
I don't believe it.
Everything's going to be touchscreen. Why would you need a mouse?
Well, I think gaming, for one, which is big with the kids, gaming is going to be so much more responsive with a mouse. You'll never get the responsivity. Is responsivity a word?
Responsivity? I don't know if it's a word or
responsiveness.
Not. Responsiveness. Response is probably a better word.
You'll never get the response from a touchscreen than you would have. You can see I'm really down with the kids.
You know, it's not about being down with the kids, mate. It's just about knowing language. It's just about knowing the English that is your mother tongue. That's the issue here. Oh, yeah. What was the word you said?
Responsivity.
I'd like to look that up now and find out if that is a word.
Well, we can happily do that for
you. Can you look it up and see whether responsivity is a word? Because I think it probably is a word.
I hope so. That'll redeem me somewhat. I'm going to have to lean off mic and, funnily enough, use a mouse. So bear with me.
Yeah, if you had a touch screen, this would be much quicker.
That's true.
Look at the time we're having to waste while you're fanny about with a mouse.
Responsive. Oh, I've spelt it wrong. I didn't
It's your word. It's the word you've made up.
Responsivity is the detector output per unit of input power and amperes, watt or volts and watts.
Okay.
I don't know if that's correct or not.
It's a different definition to the one you were thinking of, but it is a word.
It is a word, so I'll just take it.
It's a very sciencey, technical word.
Yes.
And not about playing games.
I'll take it. It's a word.
Just before we finish this week's podcast,
yeah,
I've got one last thing that I want to share with you.
Okay.
Now, this week, there was a big moment for America when they eliminated, for want of a better word, quite a high-ranking ISIS leader.
Yes, they did.
Al-Baghdadi.
Mm-hmm.
which sounds like he should have been a rapper.
It does a bit, yeah.
the big Al-Baghdadi. So I'm not laughing at death. I'm not laughing at death.
I don't think many people will miss him too much. So no. I wouldn't worry that much, mate.
But of course, it was announced, because, you know, it was quite a momentous moment for the States, and it was announced by, of course, President Trump.
Oh, it was, yeah.
Who, let's face it, is just a moron.
Some people like him.
I think the numbers are dwindling.
Well,
he was booed massively. Was it a baseball match this week or an American football match?
I didn't see that.
He was, it was real. And they what I love is it, because, you know, there's the whole impeachment process that is sort of just beginning to roll.
Yeah.
And, you know, during the election campaign, he wanted Hillary locked up and lock her up.
That's the one. That was the chant, yeah.
They were chanting, lock him up.
Were they?
Yes.
Or he wouldn't have liked that.
He smiled.
Did he?
He kept a brave face. I don't think he really cares what people shout at him. And then he was at some mixed martial arts thing or something, and he got booed again the other day. Although there were some cheers, I need to be balanced, there were some cheers.
Yeah.
And his son tweeted that most of it was positive. But my other favourite thing I found on the internet this week was someone has stitched together, I think it was from the Jimmy Kimmel show in America, has stitched together the different response by two presidents. So when President Obama, who, let's face it, we wasn't perfect, but he was just what the world needed,
mm-hmm.
and probably still needs somebody like that, as opposed to the idiot who is now in charge of America. So they've stitched together Obama addressing the nation when Osama bin Laden had been eliminated, compared to Donald Trump's announcement of al-Baghdadi's elimination. The difference is, stark.
The United States has conducted an operation that killed Osama bin Laden.
Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi is dead.
The United States launched a targeted operation against that compound.
They did a lot of shooting, and they did a lot of blasting, even not going through the front door. You know, you think you go through the door. If you're a normal person, you say, knock, knock, may I come in?
After a firefight, they killed Osama bin Laden and took custody of his body.
He died like a dog.
But his death does not mark the end of our effort.
A beautiful dog. I like a dog.
To give thanks for the men who carried out this operation.
And I don't get any credit for this, but that's okay. I never do. But here we are.
May God bless you. And may God bless the United States of America.
And I'm writing a book. All did very well.
There you go.
That's amazing.
I mean, there's two extraordinary statespeople. Very similar.
I mean, to be fair, the laughter track didn't help him out much, but...
I don't think you need a laughter track. Oh, I could have played that to you without a laughter track.
Fantastic.
I think you would have still found that hilarious. My favourite moment in that whole piece, because there's so much more about that. There's so the whole speech is just brilliant. You should try and find the whole thing and watch it. And just before he talks about he died like a dog.
A beautiful dog.
A beautiful. Well, no, because that's a different bit, because he talks about one of the army canines was injured.
Oh, okay. I wondered why he said he was a beautiful dog.
Yeah. And there's a great bit where he's saying, I wish I could do a Donald Trump impression.
Yeah.
I really wish I could do one, so I'm not even going to attempt it.
Okay, but, probably for the best.
But he said, no one was hurt except one. They call it a canine. I call it a dog. So everybody calls it a dog, mate. It's like he'd never heard the word canine before. And this man is the leader of the free world, for Christ's sake.
Oh, it's a worry.
Well, there we go. That's it for another podcast. Thanks very much to Mr. Conspiracy for joining us.
Yeah.
That was
great. Or did he?
Does he exist? Is he just a facade for the CIA? We don't know.
We'll never know.
He could be Trump's lapdog for all we know.
But fake news.
Fake what?
Fake
fake pause. That's rubbish. I'm not keeping that in.
Oh, no, you should keep that in.
All right, I'll keep it in. anyway, I think he's going to come back on at another time. We'll talk more conspiracies. So if you've got any conspiracies that you believe in yourself, let us know. Or if you've got any that you'd like us to talk to him about, then you can always tweet us. We're at Trev and Ben on Twitter. I'm not swayed in any way by what he had to say. I've got to be perfectly honest with you.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't feel there was much evidence to back up any of this, really.
The thing about these things is there's always, like we talked about the weather weapons, and that there is a basis to these things, but then it seems to me that they just sort of grow almost out of control. But
yeah,
I think it's a fascinating conversation, because I think people, we're looking for answers all the time.
Yeah.
And maybe there's more to this than meets the eye. It makes me want to go and read up a little bit more about that sort of stuff.
I think so, yeah.
So we will get him back on.
Definitely.
And we'll talk about some of the bigger issues, like the moon landing and all that sort of thing. So we would love to hear from you at Trev and Ben on Twitter. And thank you very much to everyone who's got in touch with us about all sorts of things so far. And thank you for downloading and listening to this. And please subscribe and rate us on iTunes, all that kind of stuff that I've noticed, because I listen to a lot of podcasts.
Yeah.
I've noticed you have to do this, and it's a bit I dislike the most.
The begging.
Yeah. it's a bit like when we're on the radio, and you have to do certain things on the radio, don't you?
Yeah.
And you have to sort of read things that you don't really believe.
Or care about.
But you have to say it. Talking of which, I had a thought this week about the one thing about doing a podcast now and not a radio show, as we are heading to an election period, is we don't have to worry about that thing. What's it called? Purdah.
Yeah.
Where we're not allowed to say, unless you're totally balanced, which is very difficult to do, because you have to give each party the exact amount of airtime.
Mm.
And so we always used to decide, well, we just won't talk about it. And that was so hard, because you just want to say, he's a dick. Don't vote for him. And you can't do that. As if the idea behind it is that, well, in case Trev and Ben, they can't say anything, in case they influence the result of the election.
I wanted to always go on and say, I think they're all equally useless.
I think you could say that.
But I was always told not to. Just steer clear, was what the bosses would tell me.
I know, because they're frightened. They're so frightened, because it's not just breaking an Ofcom rule. It's law of the land.
Yeah.
And yet the papers can put out as much bullshit as they like.
Doesn't seem fair, that.
It's not fair at all. But we don't have to worry about that now.
No.
I'm not going to get into it on the podcast, but it's just nice to know that if we wanted to, we could.
No, we were halfway through saying goodbye.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I got on a bit of a rant there. Didn't I? Anyway, thanks very much for listening, and we'll catch you again next week. Take it easy.
Bye.